So begin by focusing on your breathing. One joyful breath after another. Notice as you breathe how your body welcomes each breath. Allow the energy of gratitude to blend in with that welcoming, filling your body. Imagine that with every breath that you take, you are feeling lighter. As if your whole vibration is rising. To a quicker, higher, lighter speed. Imagine that as it does, you are noticing things that you would not notice at a slower vibration. Imagine that possibilities are becoming available to you that would not have been available just a week ago. Because not only is your vibration rising in this moment, it has been rising all week. You are beginning to have connections, opportunities, observations that are new for you. Maybe not that you've never had them before, but with a greater consistency. And this process is continuing all the time as we go through these 21 days. A week into our intentional exploration of joy, our lives are different. And we continue to grow. Lighter and lighter. Just imagine that there is a way you can sense that happening now. And move yourself gently now. Along your path, the one that leads to that welcoming tree of joy. I wonder if your tree of joy bears a face. And if it does, surely it's smiling now as you approach. Find your way inside your tree. And feel the warmth and the light that always greets you. As you nestle yourself inside of this tree, Allow yourself to experience the Diksha of this wonderful guru of joy, this transmission of joy from the tree that has mastered it to you. And then call to mind in the silence each one of your companions, those that you carry in your heart, that you are consciously imagining radiating with joy. Now we're going to head through the tree upward again. The same path that you took yesterday. Climbing up that rope ladder. Up to the top of the tree. Only today, as you come out, through the power of your imagination, you come out into a tree that is filled with blossoms, if it's a blossoming tree, or some other indication of warm weather. And you're coming out into the daylight, and the sun is shining bright. And you can find a comfortable perch on the outside of the tree. The kind of a perch where you could sit and read a book for hours in the sunlight. Where you can survey the world around you and you can see so much from that perspective. I want you to imagine just sitting here, relaxing, soaking up the sun. Feel all that vitamin D getting into your bloodstream. Feel your mood just improving to be in the sunshine and the warmth. How relaxed you are. It doesn't matter what may be going on in your physical reality. In this reality, you are completely relaxed. And now something even more wondrous happens. A butterfly comes and lands on your skin. Feel the little tickle on your skin of the butterfly feet and wings. Notice the colors of the butterfly. Butterfly is just the first of many messengers of joy for you. I want you to imagine that the butterfly and other butterflies that you notice are now landing on you as well, are arriving to help you quiet your mind, to put your mind not just on emptiness, but on joy. Just play with this for a little bit. I want you to just try thinking about one of your problems. Maybe it's financial stress or health concern or a relationship concern that you have. Just think about one of them. And as soon as you do, as soon as you start to worry, imagine even more butterflies coming and landing on you. And as soon as you think about the butterflies, the problem just, it's not important enough because you have all these butterflies. They're covering your legs. They're covering your arms. They're all different colors. Watch their wings, the way they flutter. You can feel the joy that they're bringing to you. Practice this now in the silence so that you become really adept as you are using the remote on your TV when you don't like the program that's on. Adept at turning your attention from problems to butterflies of joy. Practice that now in the silence. These butterflies of joy are a gift from the universe to you, a gift of joy. You can call upon them at any time, just as you can call upon the blossoms of the tree if you have them, the sunshine and the warmth of this day that you are imagining. There is no circumstance in your life, there is no weather that is so dark that you cannot imagine this light and these butterflies. This is a resource that you will always have at your disposal. And so with great, great delight, give a bow to these butterflies, a namaste, honoring them, thanking them, and then make your way back down the tree, down the ladder. And come out of the tree and give your bow of namaste to the tree. And make your way back. Back to the room where it all begins. Either to continue in the quiet or to join in the conversation. Knowing that you are joyfully prepared for your day.
Hello?
Hi, I'm not sure I've managed to turn off the recording. I pressed the #9 multiple times and it never made the message that it stopped recording. So be forewarned.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Does anyone have any
imagery?
Thank you. Yeah, I really liked that.
Yeah, it's great imagery. That just beautiful imagery. That's just, well, it's something I think probably we all need to practice. If we practice this, it's really, really going to be beneficial.
Yeah, I think so too. It's one of those things, if you just do it once, then you might remember for a couple of days and then you forget. But if you practice it, it becomes a regular thing that you turn to.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't wait.
Has anyone been to see the butterfly exhibit?
How long is it there?
I know, Ed.
It's there through the first of the year.
Okay.
Oh, only till then. Oh, okay. Good. I'll make a... I have my mother coming to live with me, and my sister's coming out with her to visit, so I'll make sure I get there when they come.
You can go in and out, and you may find the humidity and temperature a bit oppressive after a time. But going back out into the hallway and thinking about what it is you've seen and going back in, it's very inspiring. It's just a really neat experience.
I would imagine that after the meditation this morning, it would have even more meaning.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, this exhibit is where at?
The High Desert Museum.
Oh, really? Okay. So they have a special room for butterflies? Is that what they've done? Or?
They do indeed. The humidity is very tropical, the temperature and humidity. The butterflies are flying around. They will land on you.
Oh, really?
It's really wonderful.
Well,
wow.
Thank you for that.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, I'll get down there and see that.
Yeah, the picture that's on the website of the butterfly is one that Ed took at that exhibit.
All right.
Yes, take a camera if you are at all inclined. It's really a neat thing to remember having been there, and I want to go back again.
Well, I will get there.
Yeah. Well, with our daylight savings time change, it's already a bright day. Not sunny yet, but bright.
Thank you very much, Jane.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful
Thank
day.
Thank you, Jane. You too.
You're here tomorrow morning.
Okay,
yep.
I'll be there.
Be here tomorrow. Bye now.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.